different coverage, then you have to wipe the slate while you're, you know, dropping back and trying to sit in the pocket and doing all this stuff. You got to wipe the slate and you got to reconfigure your brain a little bit. That's something that quarterbacks work on all the time that you should be better at. He should be better at than I am, for example. But it's not automatic. I just, like I say, I don't think it's enough to say, well, Cade's a one-read guy. That drag on 3rd and 8 that got 2 yards at Georgia Tech is not his first read. In no way has that ever been the first read. If it's the first read, then it's on the play caller for giving him a first read that's a 2-yard drag on 3rd and 8. And even if the play is a 2-yard drag, the quarterback's got to have enough awareness to know a 2-yard drag against zone on 3rd and 8 is not going to give me a first down when all my other routes are beyond the sticks. It's just not going to happen. Let's go to Paul and Henry, who's up with us next. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. I'm not criticizing Cade or anything, but go back and look at that play where the guy made the play, the interception. The receiver was, the defense back was draped on his back. Where was he throwing the ball? I mean, the guy he was throwing the ball to, was it even open? I mean, that's what my question is. Maybe y'all seen something I didn't. But what I saw was the guy wouldn't even open. He shouldn't even throw the ball to begin with.
All right, so that's fair. Let me address that, though, because I think when you look at what happened beyond where the ball got to, it's fair to say, well, he wasn't open. Well, that's an incompletion. It's not an interception. What you're doing is you're reading that edge defender who dove down and took the running back. You're pulling the ball and you're throwing it in a one-on-one situation. That's an incompletion.
Yeah.
It would not have been an interception. My point is, Cade's decision would have led to an incompletion, not an interception. I'm not saying that's good. I'm saying it's not the worst case scenario, which is what happened. Right. And that's where Ben's saying Georgia Tech makes a great play. You got to tip your cap to them.
If it's an incompletion, you kick a field goal.
Exactly.
Worst case, you kick a field goal.
Well, that's why I called y'all guys to, inform me what I was missing. So I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Well, here's the thing, and thanks, Paul. I appreciate the phone call.
I don't know that you're missing anything.
Yeah, I think you're seeing what happened.
After it was intercepted, I honestly haven't looked at what the intended target is, but we have to kind of guess. We have to guess what would have happened.
That's right.
I was just addressing what actually did happen is all.
I'm going to ask you this. This is quite speculative. We normally don't do fantasy football stuff on this program, but I think this is an interesting question. Texter gets in and says, "Hey guys, I have Angeli playing on the road at Clemson, Levitt at Baylor, Sellers at Missouri, and Mateer hosting Auburn. We have 2 quarterbacks in our lineups. Who do I start? Who do we feel best about of those 4 guys? Angeli at Clemson, Levitt at Baylor, Sellers at Missouri, and Mateer against Auburn."
Not Sellers.
I'm thinking I
would eliminate Sellers.
Health situations too. Even if he plays, you wonder if he's going to be limited in how they use him.
I think Oklahoma, Auburn's going to get into shootout territory. I mean, I think those are 2 very good offenses. And, I mean, Oklahoma's got a good defense too, obviously. But I would be inclined to go Mateer and Angeli.
Me too.
Really?
Those are the 2 I was thinking. Yep. Now, I think Baylor's defense is pretty suspect, but I've not seen a lot from Arizona State that makes me think they're going to go on the road and drop 30 points with Levitt.
He has not played great this year. Not yet.
And I'm surprised with the way he distributed the ball. I know Tyson was great, but he distributed the ball great. They have a running back that can carry the load kind of like last year. I'm a little surprised.
I think I would go Mateer and Angeli.
The thing about Angeli, the downside with Angeli is you're not going to get rushing yards. So, like, rushing touchdowns are probably going to be worth more. You're not going to get, like, that rushing payoff. And with Mateer, he could throw 2 picks like that. Like, he's a little bit of a wild card there, but he's also going to make some plays and get you some rushing.
You get a bump at points at, what, 200 yards passing and then 250?
Probably so. Depending on your rule, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the rules of your game. I would say Angeli and Mateer are the 2 on that one. We're on the same page. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to roll through some more picks. After this, don't go anywhere.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. Get ready to join us live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This weekend we head to T.L. Hanna High School, where the Greenwood Eagles come a-callin' as the Yellow Jackets try to defend home field with their vaunted rushing attack. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information. Looking to make life simple and save money? Transfer your credit card balance to a Founders credit card and take advantage of their balance transfer rates as low as 2.99% APR. Plus, you'll pay no transfer fees. Now through September 30th, save more and stress less with this limited time offer. Promotional rate expires 6 months from the date of the transaction. Then effective APR of 13.25% to 17.90% will apply. For more details, visit foundersfcu.com/cc. Membership qualification required.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data Q4 2024 to Q1 2025. Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I know, I'm not the first one to sleep you off your feet, but I believe we can make it, you know, back where I came from, that coming after me.
All right, hour three continues Out of Bounds. William Quaggamos, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. When you're in a bind, call the plumber whose name is his number. That's one Tom Plumber. That's one Tom Plumber, 1-Tom-Plumber, and it is Tom, not time, for the people who might be like the one guy who wondered why One Time Plumber didn't come out one time. One Time Plumber is the best, man. They will fix your most egregious and most worrisome plumbing errors, plumbing emergencies, clogs and leaks and hot water issues that grind your home or business to a screeching halt. That's what they do. They are taking stress off your plate. We love companies that take stress off your plate, don't we? Especially on these busy game day weekends. If you are in a pickle, call the plumber. His name is his number, with two locations in the upstate, four in the state. Clemson grads owned and operated. That's one Tom Plumber. That is one Tom Plumber. Let's go to the phones here with two segments left in the program. Mike and Anderson joins us next. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Last show of the week. I know you guys are happy very quickly on what you and Ben were talking about using Adam Randall more in the passing game. I am not a coach, but I've been watching football for a long, long time, and I've seen in all three games this year, I've seen an opportunity, if it had been called, if you slip Randall out of the backfield, you know, when the blocker, I don't know what you call the play, it's a delay something. The running back stays in the backfield as if he's going to block, and then he releases to the next level, and the middle of the field is wide open. And number two, the wheel route. I've seen several instances where that play was available. Again, not a coach, but I think I saw it. And also on the tight ends, I counted last week, and I may have missed a couple, but I counted three times where they went to the tight end, and two times they were successful, and one of them was a big play. Was it Pat Henry who caught the a great pass from Klubnik, and he reeled it in over his shoulder on the sidelines? I think it was like a 20 or 30-yard game.
It was Josh Sapp on the sidelines last week. Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir. But I'm with agreement on you. Just let's open this thing up, and I just wanted to get my 2 cents worth in, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. You've been preaching that, Ben.
On the tight ends?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got to find a guy. That was a safety blanket for Cade last year, and in Brenningstool, they were really close on and off the field. He doesn't have that, you know, as well as Antonio Williams, obviously. He's not had that safety blanket at tight end this year. And I think you've got three guys that are all kind of neck and neck, and it's hard for the coaching staff to know who to play. You've had a different starter in at least two of the games this year. And with that said, the catch by Sapp was a great catch. It was like a 31-yard pass play. The rest of the time, the tight ends were not good against Georgia Tech.
They got to play better.
Olsen Pat Henry made the great catch against LSU. I think Betancourt had the really good catch against LSU as well.
He had broke the tackle. Like, nobody's breaking tackles. He had the broken tackle that got him in range to potentially score at the end.
I just don't think you've had any of those guys be consistent enough to say they're the number one. I mean, like, Betancourt missed some bad blocks as well. But, you know, then you see his athleticism when he catches the ball. And the same can be said for the other guys, too. So, I think there's three almost starters at tight end, but none of them are playing consistent enough to separate themselves from the other two.
This is the first year where I've really felt like, and I know people have said they've been underutilized, but so far I've been underwhelmed by the tight end position. You see what they can be, but I've been really underwhelmed by the totality of what they brought. Last year, I think probably, like, in terms of taste and style, maybe people wanted to see a little bit more nasty from Brenningstuhl. But then you look up and he was productive. A lot of games he was productive last year. And so it's hard to argue with the results that you're getting there. Let's go to Chuck in Taylor's, who's up with us next. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, buddy. You know, Ben, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Like I told Ben, I had to take a vacation day to get to talk to you guys. But either way.
Well, we appreciate your sacrifice, sir.
Yeah, I've been in Columbia. You know, I'm not going to say what I told Ben. But either way, I hate that place. But either way, not because I'm a Clemson fan. But I want to talk OU football, man. And it's amazing because I've got to meet Coach Venables three times, and actually on the lake, and great, great person. And, you know, he was on the hot seat, now look at him. And I hate the way college football is today, but they got him a quarterback. I just want to see y'all's prediction of what I think they're going to beat Texas. And they got a great team. I like their quarterback, and Coach Venables got his fingerprint on that. And I'm not bashing our team, my team, but I'm just saying there's a lot of difference there. I just want to see what y'all think. I asked that same question this morning, and I want to see y'all's point, and I'll say this too. Like I told Thaxton, hey, man, you guys got to text Bobby Petrino and tell him to get on that weight loss program. My God. I didn't recognize him, Quark. I watched the Arkansas Ole Miss replay. I said, that's not Bobby Petrino. There's no way. The guy that was riding the motorcycle. This dude's like 300 pounds. But anyway, hey, man, I enjoy your show, and thank you and Ben for taking my call. And just want to hear what y'all think about Oklahoma. I know it's a short span, but they're playing good right now. But anyway, thank you, Quark. Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the phone call.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good questions there. I mean, you think Petrino's just like, I mean, they say you are who you spend your time with. Do you think that's a factor with Petrino? Who he's working for is maybe rubbing, you know. We tell our kids to not be around bad influences.
Well, I'm not judging, but it's, He's a bigger man than Pittman.
I mean, which is kind of shocking. It is kind of shocking. Because I don't I remember him being skinny as a rat when we had our little tiff at the ACC kickoff. He was in pretty good shape then. I don't know what happened, man. I got some things that are. Mama said if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So I won't say the jokes that I had about Bobby Petrino. Maybe not having to worry about trying to impress his co-ed staffers anymore. So maybe he's let himself go a little bit there.
He sold the motorcycle. You can't eat fast food while you're driving the motorcycle. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
See, the motorcycle was part of his weight loss.
Unintended consequences. Oh, my Lord. On Oklahoma, I mean, how do I want to say this? I think talking about coaches and their programs is really tricky right now, especially new coaches. I think what we have to talk about is what is the floor of your program and do you have the capability of having a great team? Very few great programs. I dare say, I think it's hard. If your program hasn't already been great, it's hard to make it great. Like, consistently great right now with the portal and everything else. It's just hard. To me, I'm thinking perhaps we talk about Venables this way. He's been there 3 years. He had a good year, a not good year, and this appears to be a really good year. If he's capable of producing really good years, then we need to know where's that floor. If the floor is 6-6, I don't think that's good enough. But as long as you're going 10-2, or 9-3, or 11-1, that in this current climate, that's probably good enough. Can you create enough years where your roster and your staff and everything comes together and you win 10 games? That's how we judge programs now. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Qualk, I had two strikes yesterday, so I hope I don't get any today. I don't think I will.
Hey, you've been fouling pitches off for like 23 hours, Scott. You're good.
There we go. Hey, I ain't got to listen to you all day. I'm on my ride home now. I got to turn you on, so I don't know what your take is on the game tomorrow. But I think Clemson's going to come out really mad. I think the first quarter tomorrow sets the tone for the rest of the year. If we come out flat tomorrow, I think that it's just going to be a tough season. If you can't get them motivated by what's happened so far, are we going to get them motivated? And I think that's all it is. We got the talent and the athletes, I believe. I want to believe that it's a beatdown tomorrow. They've given me nothing to prove that. But I really want that to happen tomorrow. I would love to see like a 41-10 or 41-13 game. And I saw John was talking about all the people that were out for Syracuse tomorrow. It's like 20-something players are out or questionable or whatever. I mean, how's that going to affect everything?
They've got a lot. So we'll need to know some of those. I mean, like Dabo's got a lot of guys out that were never going to contribute. Either never going to contribute or they've been right. Like season-long injuries. So I wouldn't say it's like that's like new stuff. But I will agree, like Deuce Chestnut being questionable for the game, not probable, but questionable for the game, is a real problem right. For a Syracuse defense that's already struggling. Yassine Willis, who's the 235-pound running back, is questionable. That would be a significant absence. So, yeah, I would say Syracuse has some injury circumstances to monitor there.
All right. Yep. All right. Two more quick things real quick. Now, you told me there was no way that South Florida was going to beat Florida, and you told me there was no way that Tennessee was going to beat Georgia, which they should have been had they not had a false start penalty on a field right before the field goal. They would have won that game. They didn't, but they would have won them. It was going to be a beatdown. So what I need to know from you is, my Cowboys going to take care of the Bears this weekend? Whichever way you're going, I'm going opposite on the underdog. and I just want to get your opinion on that. And then the last thing, you can answer that, the last thing I want to know about is I saw you comment on the article. I'm curious to see if you found out any more of the story on the Wofford situation. I think that's a crazy deal as well. Have you seen any more developing with the Wofford situation in the NCAA?
No, so here's this is a great question, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I am going Bears because I just think the Bears are better than 0-3. So you can rest assured that the Cowboys will triumph. On the Wofford thing, Jeff Goodman doesn't make stuff up, okay? Now, he might get some stuff wrong and like in coaching searches. It might be leaning one way and it goes another way or whatever. But like rarely do you see a reporter just get flat-footed like this where the NCAA Public Relations Department put out a statement saying this report that Wofford had 6 players suspended and they were using their on-campus meal plan as off-campus residence and all this stuff for as little as $85. I'm thinking, Lord, this is ridiculous. And I'm going, this is the second time Wofford has had a weird coach firing. This is a weird circumstance right here. Well, then the NCAA says, we haven't acted on any of this. So I don't actually know what the deal is here, if there's some grain of truth in the allegations, but not in the fact that the NCAA got involved. If there was a tiff there with administration and they were looking for an excuse, I don't know. I've heard rumblings that it may involve some other programs on campus, perhaps. I'm not willing to like officially report that, but there are rumors out there about that. So I don't really know what to make of it. I don't know that I've seen a story quite like this. Because you know somebody at Wofford told Jeff Goodman. He's not just coming out reporting. Somebody at Wofford told Jeff Goodman, this is why we had to fire the coach.
And there's too many specific details about this for it to be nothing. With that being said, nothing in terms of the NCAA. We're talking about, unless there's other allegations that I have not seen, that basically basketball players were supposed to be in an upperclassman dorm and that had like certain bathrooms and stuff, and then there wasn't room for them, so they were put in underclassmen dorms, and then they ended up moving off campus, and they allowed them to keep their meal plan even though they were living off campus, and that was a violation. So we're talking about like $100 a player a month, or it was the story that I read. Like, we're not talking about Wofford, you know, buying Mustangs and impermissible. Well, I mean, heck, you can do that now. What am
yeah,
I thinking?
Yeah, that's right. Wait a minute. Oh, that's actually real. So a kid can drive a Mustang fine.
We didn't have stripper. They didn't put in stripper poles and prostitutes. I'm pretty sure, according to Louisville, that's still illegal. How about that?
I mean, we'll see.
One of the few things you still cannot do.
Good gosh. Hey, I want to tell you about Toyota Easley before we hit our final break. ToyotaEasley.com. Go by and see them on Highway 123. Their name means a great deal because of the track record that they have. Their name means a great deal because of the service that they provide. Their name means a great deal because they will get the job done for you. You need a new Toyota, they got you. Pre-owned Toyota, they got you. Service, they got you. They want you to be a customer for life, and guess what? They got a bunch of those because of how they treat people. Go and see them on Highway 123, the new lot, the pre-owned lot, or check out the website where you can start the process at ToyotaEasley.com. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Final segment, we're going to roll through the rest of our picks after this. On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the low 400s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at EverlawnLiving.com.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Last segment of the show, last segment of the week. It's been a week, folks. It has been a week. Weekend starts 6 o'clock tonight. You have Clemson-Cal soccer at Historic Riggs Field. You can tune in and watch that online if you're not doing other things. And watch William Quackenbush call that one. Of course, we have high school football tonight. Hannah... Greenwood at Hannah, I believe,
yes,
is what we have.
Should be good.
Sam Jones and Nick Costello will bring you that one after Road Rage. 7 o'clock, you also have women's volleyball on campus tonight.
Taking on Charleston Southern.
And they're going for 12-0?
12-0.
How about that?
Beat Norfolk State earlier today. First time with a double-digit win streak to start a season since 1999. That team went 16-0. I'm going to tell you right now, volleyball goes 16-0, it's going to be a party around here. Because ACC play starts next week, and the ACC is brutal. Can I say, because the SEC would tell us, the ACC beat the SEC in the showdown at the net, which is like an ESPN ACC-SEC challenge creation. ACC actually won that 9-7. Kind of in a shocker. So ACC volleyball on the come up, including Clemson.
Have you noticed how much volleyball's been on TV lately?
A lot of good volleyball on ABC. Yeah. Sunday afternoon, they're throwing was it Kentucky and somebody in there? Kentucky and Pitt, maybe, the other day.
Yeah, I can't remember who was it.
I don't remember who it was.
There's been a lot on the four-letter network, I've noticed. So I think it's getting maybe that same little bump that softball got, and then women's basketball, you know, kind of on the come up. Volleyball might be next.
I went and saw
I enjoy watching it.
I went and saw softball practice. After we left the facility on Tuesday, I went over. Actually, me and my dad got to watch practice. That was nice. They look really good. They're going to hit. Ooh, buddy. If you had if you had built an anthill on the berm, you're dead as an ant. You're just dead. You're not surviving batting practice with Clemson softball. They're just firing. I mean, like the scoreboard's just getting hammered. I mean, they just were crushing the ball.
Did they end up practicing Tuesday afternoon?
They did.
When you and I left football complex, I thought I saw people mingling over there on the field, and there was a car. It was like a newer Bronco parked on the edge of the road there, which would be left field. And I'm like, oh, buddy.
I hope they move.
You better move.
I'm just saying.
Incoming.
Macy Centron. Oh, my Lord. Light tower power. Julian Noler hit the top of the scoreboard with one. The top of the scoreboard. I mean, just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All right. By the way, we need to talk about what Walt's giving away.
Yes. Going to have a set of 4 tickets to tomorrow's game and also a set of 2 tickets to tomorrow's game during Road Rage here. And probably do that, you know, the first half of the show. So stay tuned for that.
Excited. Very
You're
excited.
You're going to stay tuned anyway, but now you got even more incentive to stay tuned the whole time.
Heck yeah. All right. I'm going to roll through our OO Bank picks. We talked about the games in the contest, I believe. All right. Just so you know, we have been quite good in the OO Bank. I am 19-11. Ben is 18-12. So collectively, we are 37-23 as a show thus far. And that puts us at a 617 win percentage. 617? That's impossibly good. We're just trying to go 6-4 every week. Just trying to go 6-4 every week. So here's what I have on the board, Ben. Love to get thoughts and opinions on this. Only positive feedback, but love to have your thoughts and opinions. We gave out the Texas Tech Utah under 56.5. This is 10 a.m. local. Texas Tech is going to rush the passer against Utah's tackles. They're going to make it hard. I think low possession game. Texas Tech hasn't been tested at all. They're going on the road to Salt Lake. Yeah, this game has 24-17 written all over it. Way under this number. SMU TCU over 62.5. I said anything north of 70, and I'm getting 62.5. Sign me up for that. Playing a spot, Ben. If it's noon on the East Coast, what time is it in Vegas? Are they
Not
on Pacific
noon.
Time? Not noon. It's earlier than noon. UNLV's taking on Miami, Ohio. Miami, Ohio is a 2.5-point underdog at home against UNLV. And I like Miami, Ohio to win that outright. Body clock game. Plain and simple. I'm also taking Nebraska plus 2.5 against Michigan. I like it, don't love it, but we're riding with it. We're testing theories today. Purdue's getting a boatload of points at Notre Dame. You know, they covered against USC last week at home. Notre Dame, I looked this up. Ranked teams coming off a 2-game losing streaks. What year it's since, but in the last X, it was like a bunch of games, like dozens of games, have failed to cover the spread 69% of the time. Ranked teams that have lost back-to-back games. So I'm taking 25.5 points with a Purdue team that's at least better on defense against Notre Dame. Can they score 17? Can they lose like 38-17 to Notre Dame? I could see that.
Well, against what we've seen from Notre Dame's defense, yes, they can.
Of course. Notre Dame might hand them 14 points. I gave my rationale for Duke minus 2.5. That's a $50 play against NC State.
What?
Oh, yeah, Duke. Yeah, that's my lock of the week, man. 1-2 team at home, favored against a 3-0 team. Not a prayer.
That's a pick. That's a pick. We're going 50.
Oh, yeah.
You get a woo for that.
That's the somebodies. That's the somebodies that Lee Corso used to talk about. Somebody knows something. Northern Illinois in the last 4 years is 4-3-1 against the spread against power conference opponents. One of those games they were actually favored and lost. So as an underdog, 4-2-1 with 2 outright upsets. They're getting 22.5 at Mississippi State, who starts conference play next week with Tennessee. Give me 22.5 points with Northern Illinois on the road. Mississippi State wins this game, but it's going to be like 10. It's going to be like 31-20, something like that. Northern Illinois, it's way too many points. Northern Illinois is going to go 500 in the MAC, but doggone it, they are covering against this Power Conference team. I am a stan of Willie Simmons. Y'all know this. I've been on FIU. I was on FIU getting 41.5 at Penn State. I was on them last week laying 2.5 against Florida Atlantic. They have covered by a touchdown every week, Ben. Give me FIU minus 4.5 against Delaware.
We talked about blind spots earlier in the show. Willie Simmons is the opposite of that. He is in your windshield. He is laying on your head,
yeah,
my
baby.
Friend.
Oh, yeah. He sponsors my car. Baylor minus 2.5 against Arizona State. Just system play there. And then USC laying 18.5 against Michigan State. They're going to score 50. That's my board. What you got, Ben?
You know, I see. I have at least one of the same. I like your Purdue plus 25.5 at Notre Dame. I, too, am taking that. I'm taking Iowa-Rutgers under 45.5 tonight. I just don't see those two teams combining. This is 24-21. You're right on the number there. I like Syracuse-Clemson over 55.5 for no particular reason. I'm going to wish it into existence. How about that?
I love it.
We talked South Carolina-Missouri over 48.5. I don't ever do this, but I think they're rolling right now, and they've had a week off. Florida State, 44.5 over Kent State.
They win by 44, you lose. If it's 47-3, you lose. What a wild swing.
My $50 play for the week, Oklahoma Auburn over 47.5. Maybe the one I like next best, Maryland plus 9.5 at Wisconsin. Can Wisconsin even score 10 points?
I thought about the under. It's like 43, but listen, I thought about the under in this
Maryland's
game.
Not a great team, but the Washington, the quarterback at Maryland, he is having an outstanding season so far by Maryland standards. I mean, he's confident at that position. I really like Maryland plus getting 9.5. I'm not so sure they don't win outright.
That kid's going to be great at Penn State next year.
Miami minus 8. Yeah, exactly. Miami minus 8.5. No problem there. Boise State's probably going to win at Air Force, but Air Force getting 11.5 at home. They've been underwhelming. I think they're better than what they have shown. I'll take that 11.5 at home. Tulsa, 11.5 on the road at Oklahoma State. Another one of those. Can Oklahoma State score 12 points? I don't know.
What a disaster. I thought about this one. I'm basically going to assume that Oklahoma State's not beating anyone by double digits till further notice.
And then, as I said, Purdue plus 25.5.
So there you go, people. That's the board.
Well, those will be on Twitter momentarily.
And, you know, if you haven't tailed us before now, you may be too late, but that's on you. You should have been tailing us before. At some point, we're going to come in with some stinkers. But so far, I think the worst week either of us has had is 5-5 so far. So we've been paying out pretty good. So again, so far so good. We'll see. One thing I didn't do this week, I didn't double up. I've missed every game that I've doubled up. I've missed both my picks. Like the Georgia plus Tennessee team total under last week, disaster. The game before, I missed the side and the total, disaster. So I decided I'm not doing that anymore. Not right now. Taking a week off from doubling up.
The ones I like the least are my Clemson and South Carolina picks. If I miss both of those, I'm not touching that the rest of the year.
The rest of the year. Mark the tape. Unbelievable. Hey, thanks to all of you. We've had great conversations today. Great questions from the texters. We're glad to help out people in there.